Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The popularity of state parks with lakes and pools goes up in the heat of August. Producer Ron Cabley explains.
This has been a pretty brutal summer, so people are going to want to stay cool however they can. So Cedar Hill and Lake Colorado City State Parks are going to be popular because they're both parks with large bodies of water. A big draw for Cedar Hill is that it's so close to Dallas and Fort Worth. It's Dallas's own version of Central Park in New York City.
Just being right down the street, 20 minutes away, it's convenient. Just being in the outdoors is a plus for the family. Everybody needs an escape, just to regroup and charge your batteries.
As far as Lake Colorado City goes, it's right on the edge of the West Texas desert. So it's one of the few places in the region where you can go out and enjoy the water. And some people have called it something like an oasis in West Texas.
People out here in a drier climate tend to enjoy the water because they don't have much of it. That's why we think of ourselves as an oasis, a place to come and enjoy the lake.
These are parks that not only have access to the water, but you can do all the other things. And it makes camping a lot more tolerable when you have water around.
Thanks, Ron. That's our show, made possible by a grant from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program, working to increase fishing, boating, shooting, and hunting opportunities in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.